Good morning. Welcome to the Governance Council Committee of October 23rd, 2018. Mayor Nuremberg.
Here.
Councilmember Trevino.
Here.
Councilmember Villagran.
Here.
Councilmember Saldana.
Here.
And Councilmember Sandoval.
Here.
Mayor, we do have a quorum. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from September 19, 2018.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our governance committee agenda. Time is 12:11 p.m. and as read, our first item on the agenda for action is the approval of the meeting minutes from September 19th.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second for approval of the City Council Governance Committee meeting minutes of September 19th. All those in favor say aye. Any questions, comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two.
Item number two is a briefing and possible action on reconstituting the San Antonio Housing Commission to protect and preserve dynamic and diverse neighborhoods. And this will be presented by Peter Zanoni.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the Governance Committee. This first item on your agenda is to consider modifying the Housing Commission to protect and preserve dynamic neighborhoods. Before we begin, though, I did want to provide you just a quick update on what we've done so far this year with our housing initiatives. As you know, we had $25 million for affordable housing in this year's budget, and 17 of that is new funding. Nearly 50% of the total funding is for rehabilitation of housing and preservation. About 25% is for new housing units, and the remaining 25% is for first-time home buyers assistance programs, our coordinated housing system, and a risk mitigation fund. Beginning with our owner-occupied rehabilitation program with $6.5 million in funding, we will assist 81 homeowners this year. We're on track to begin the first 14 homes as planned in December. Those 14 homes were selected from a lottery where we selected the first 57 homes. At the Under One Roof program, we have received nearly 325 applications so far for that program. And this month, we'll do 15 roofs. Despite the rain, we're having our contractors actually work on Saturdays and Sundays to keep up the production. We have $7.5 million for a request for proposal that went out and has closed for new affordable housing both in multifamily and single family. Our recommendations will come before City Council in November. Those fundings and those programs will result in about 110 new units in our community, affordable housing units. We have $3.25 million for home buyer assistance programs. We're on track with serving the first 22 clients in October. These clients will be in process today, and they'll be closing in December on their homes. We're on track with creating a risk mitigation fund policy. We have $1 million in the budget for a risk mitigation program, and staff has held two public meetings so far, gathering input from over 100 residents on the risk mitigation policy. Our first quarter work plans include the initiation of an assessment and a strategic plan of the Housing Trust and its subsidiary agencies. That work has begun, and we've issued an RFP to have a consultant help us with that study. We're on track to have that study to council in the first quarter of 2019, or the first part of 2019. And finally, the budget includes 13 new positions for housing and 11 transferred from two other departments. The transfer has been completed, and 10 of the 13 positions are being onboarded this month. So that's pretty remarkable because it usually takes us 60 to 90 days to hire a position in the city. Now let me discuss with you the recommendations to modify the San Antonio Housing Commission to protect and preserve dynamic and diverse neighborhoods. And so the first recommendation is to reduce the name to just the Housing Commission. Currently, the commission was established in May of 2015 after a year-long study of affordable housing and neighborhood preservation. The current commission consists of 15 members and was charged with increasing affordable housing and minimizing displacements in neighborhoods. The mayor appoints five members of the current commission, the city council members each appoint once for a total of 15. The commission is chaired today by Jennifer Gonzalez, and they have accomplished quite a bit of their work plan, and they have some pretty major accomplishments. However, over the past year, they've been somewhat in a holding pattern as the mayor's housing policy task force has been doing its work in developing a comprehensive housing policy. As you're aware, this September, the City Council adopted the Housing Policy Task Force report, and the final recommendations included restructuring the Housing Commission. It cited that it would change the charge of the commission to one of overseeing the implementation of the Mayor's Housing Policy Task Force report. It also suggested that the commission deliver an annual report on the city's progress in implementing that work plan. And finally, the commission would have a productive and inclusive public engagement process that would be the charge of the new commission. The composition of the commission would change from its current 15 seats to 9 seats. 4 of the 9 seats would be from a CEO or executive from the following organizations: the San Antonio Housing Authority, the San Antonio Housing Trust, the Economic Development Foundation, and the Via Metropolitan Transit CEO. The remaining positions would be filled by 5 at-large community representatives who are engaged in their community. And the 5 community members would be appointed by the mayor in consultation with the council, and ultimately the full city council would appoint those 5 members. The mayor would appoint the chair of the housing commission from among the members. So as next steps, if supported by the governance committee today, this item would move to the full city council for consideration in November. Subsequently, an appointment process would take place for the members of the Housing Commission to appoint them. Mayor, that concludes my presentation. Staff recommends that the Governance Committee forward to the full City Council the consideration and approval of the restructuring of the current Housing Commission with the charge and the membership as I outlined this afternoon.
Thank you,
Peter.
So the next steps on this particular item would be to send it to the council, correct?
Yes, sir.
As an ordinance that would essentially adopt the new housing commission structure. At the same time, we would bring forward all the recommendations from my colleagues for the appointments to those 5 at-large plus the 4 professional positions that would be on the commission. To reemphasize, this is pretty much verbatim recommendation on the restructure of the Housing Commission from the Housing Policy Task Force report that was adopted in September. So I don't really have any questions. I'm looking forward to getting this underway. The process has kind of already begun in terms of collecting recommendations, so I just remind everybody it is out there. If you have folks that you may want to recommend, please go ahead and forward that to our office. I don't have any questions, Councilman Sandoval.
Are any members of the task force here?
They are, yes. Jim Bailey's here, and just Jim Bailey, yes. Natalie Griffith is also there. She was a member of the task force, but she's here.
I just want to get some thoughts on their thinking regarding the balance of the commission. And I know it says we're looking for 5 positions from the community for accountability.
Sorry, I didn't come dressed to speak. I was just hiding in the back watching. We spent about a year talking about this. As Natalie will attest, first off, a 15-member working group can kind of get unwieldy at times, so we thought a reduction in the number of people would be helpful. One of the things that we noted as we were working through the work plan over the 3 years the Housing Commission was in operation was that we were having trouble getting the message out. Whatever issue it was that we were dealing with. We have a lot of sort of housing providers and subject matter experts. But what we were really lacking was community representatives who had deep roots in the community, a long history of kind of public engagement, and people who were sort of vested with power in their own right. So we hope we mitigated this to a certain degree by the list of four CEOs or organization heads. And our hope is that you will search far and wide in the community to look for people of stature that can really help lead and push this process forward over the, hopefully in the next 10 years.
Thank you, Jim. So a couple of follow-up questions. Do they necessarily, would you recommend that they necessarily be professionals in the field of housing in some way, or really just community activists? Or, sorry, community members.
I think it's helpful to have some foundation of knowledge in community development issues. It need not necessarily be affordable housing development. You know, a lot of that can be learned. There's a lot of information in the report and in the background information. But I think, you know, our general sense that was that it was really important that it be somebody who's vested in the community, right, and somebody who can lead.
Okay, I have to ask. So in terms
of folks that are actively developing either affordable housing or market rate housing, they could play or they could not play a role in this, right? That's kind of open. I mean, I know it's up to us, but I would like to know the thinking of the task force as they were building.
Sure. I mean, I think it's helpful to, you know, we're going to have David Nisavacha, you know, from the Housing Authority who understands a great deal about this. We're going to have somebody from the Housing Trust from Economic Development. So we're going to have these subject matter experts on the task or on the commission. It would be helpful if there were one or two others that kind of have a deep understanding of housing finance, but not entirely necessary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilwoman Sandoval. Councilwoman DeGraff.
How long will these terms be?
The terms? You know what? We didn't discuss that, but probably the current terms are 2 years, the current commission. The 2 year terms.
So I think that's something for clarification for the terms, if it's 2 year terms, if they're going to be, let's look at staggered or not as well, if they're all at the same time or not. I think having a staggered 2 year terms would be very helpful in this commission. I also would like to note that I know my appointee was very active. He was in the Housing Commission or the long name. And he was very engaged in the community as well, so it would be great to have that. One of the other things I want to make sure, I'm grateful for the task force and all the members, but there are a lot of people that are inside Saha that live in the Saha facilities that have a lot of good insight and perspective and critiques of the facilities that they live in as well. So we need to make sure that we have the input, whatever customer feedback or resident feedback we can get from what is working or what is not working in these facilities back to this commission as well. And two, for the assessment that's being taken, that is taking place with the San Antonio Housing Trust there, if the Housing Trust is going to be looked at, and I don't know if the city staff is willing to take over the Housing Trust, but I think that members or those who are working with the Housing Trust need to be some sort of either ex officio or some part of this Housing Commission to take a look at that, to see what kind of like part they're going to play in that as well. But we'll see after what happens after that assessment. And then finally, I think I have a quick policy question for you all. Just because I need an answer. What is, and maybe the task force discussed it as well, but what is the city's current policy on declaring COSA-owned tracts of land as surplus? Is that in line with the Housing Commission, or do we have something out of the housing, the task force recommendations, that if COSA owns these parcels, what do we do with them? Do we give them up? Do we sell them? Or are we looking at them, how they fall in line with our new policy discussions that we're going to have?
The task force, I think, did discuss vacant lots and how the city and other governmental entities, like even CPS or Saha, could utilize or reuse those parcels for affordable housing. So that is something that's in our work plan, both with the city properties and then also the Urban Renewal Agency has several properties that we're marketing currently today for affordable housing.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman Villagran. Let me speak to a couple of the items. If I understand correctly, Jim, as the member of the task force here, all of the other housing bodies remain, and there's some discussion about aligning those bodies in terms of the appointments that were made and so forth, SAHOP being an example. The SAHOP board structure is governed by its founding documents. That board is unchanged by this, will include the resident representatives and so forth. The goal of the task force and the report that you all vetted in terms of the Housing Commission itself is that you wanted to have strong input from the Housing Authority, so you made permanent a position from SAHA on the actual Housing Commission. The same is also true for the Housing Trust, the Economic Development Foundation, and then for VIA. The other parallel, if not competing goal, is to also make it a more nimble commission, so reducing the number of people that are on there from 15 to 9. So in essence, the commission is smaller, but it includes the representation that you're talking about, Councilman. The other thing that needs to be restated in this is that the ordinance that would be coming forward to council this next month would be reaffirming the charge of the commission, which is the implementation and the oversight and accountability of the housing policy framework, not to interfere with the work of the Housing Trust or the SAHPA or SAHPA or anything like that. So just wanted to make sure that all that was clear, and I'm not misunderstanding any of that. Am I correct on all that?
Okay. Yeah, that's our intent, Mayor.
Okay.
Mayor, I was just going to add in response to Councilwoman Villagran's staggering issue. So four of the members would be the permanent placements on the board from those CEO positions. That would leave five community members. I guess we could stagger those if the council so chose. Staggered in terms, maybe three and two.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe that's a conversation we can have between now and the time it comes to today's session. Okay, well, again,
do you need a motion?
We do. I just wanted to restate. So the next thing that council will see, now we are going to forward a recommendation to the full council, which will include the structure, and then the next thing that the council will see on the A session is the approval of the ordinance as well as the mains to approve for the initial body. So make sure that we all are contributing input between now and then. So I will entertain a motion for item number two.
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion and a second for approval of item number two. Any further discussion questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number three
is
actually,
a briefing.
Since Councilman Perry, did I see him walk here?
Yeah.
Okay, this item will be quicker than the next one, so why don't we take up item number four, and then we can do planning.
Okay. Item number four is a briefing of the process to fill the at-large appointments.
No. I'm sorry. It's in the right order. Okay. Item number three. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Item number three is a briefing on the council consideration request by Councilmember Perry to place Military USA roadside or roadway signs at major entrance points to the city of San Antonio and also at the International and Stinson airports.
Mayor, good afternoon. Members of the Governor's Committee. Real quick, I'll just stand up here. I just want to say that we really fully support the JBSA, the signage, and to give you some background, 2 years ago when we first got here and tried to get the Trademark City USA logo done, or trademark done, it took us a year of research from my office, and we had three cities that were competing, San Diego and Norfolk. I got a call that entire year from people in Norfolk saying, you have did you get the trademark? Because we want the trademark, because we've already got the signs. Well, when we got the trademark, I had to call them up and I said, you have to burn your signs, because there's only one city in the entire universe that can be called Military City USA. So there was a lot of work done, and I think the initiative and the effort by Councilor Kerry to get this out is just outstanding, so thank you.
Sure.
Well, along with that, I've looked at this saying we need to accentuate this, our trademark of Military City USA. And, you know, going to other cities, you see welcoming signs to the cities. And we do not have that here in San Antonio. So I wanted to highlight that and develop a sign. I didn't know there was, and Art will probably get into that, but highlight a sign that welcomes people to San Antonio. And since we got a trademark, it would be Welcome to San Antonio, Military City USA, with our logo and everything on it, and welcome people here to the city. At all of our thoroughfares coming into San Antonio. So we'll hear some details about that and on what the plan is at this point, along with not only the roads, but something at the airport as well, coming out of the airport. So with that, I think this would be a great step in the right direction to welcome people here to San Antonio and to accentuate that we are Military City USA. So, Art, thank you.
I like being introduced by a council member. That's great. as you know by now, this item here is for consideration of the installation of military signage at several key entry points around the city. A bit of background information. So back in September, Councilman Perry led an effort to submit a council consideration request requesting staff identify locations, key locations throughout the city to include the airport for the installation of welcome signage, welcoming folks to Military City USA. So TCI, we conducted an effort to look at where does the city border boundary fall across all of these major arterials. And we identified 20 different locations throughout the city where it crosses the most major roadways, and these are all TxDOT-controlled highways, such as I-10 on either side of the city, 35, I-37, 281, as well as several points throughout 1604 where the boundary cuts across that. So again, that was 20 different locations we identified. In addition to that, we identified potentially two locations at the San Antonio International Airport, as well as a location down at Stinson, both good locations to welcome people as they enter from outside of the city. So a total of 23 locations identified. Now, for the 20 locations on state right-of-way, there is a formal process that TxDOT has. These signs are known as city right signs. So there is a formal process and agreement, and there are details about where these signs can be located. So for these controlled access highways, which are, again, those are the highways such as I-10, 35, etc., they need to be located on the frontage roads of those highways. We did ask about along the main lanes, kind of near where the business city of San Antonio city limits, but the formal process is for the frontage roads. These signs can be upwards of 8 foot by 10 foot, so they are quite large, and the thought is they'll say, welcome to San Antonio, and then have the official trademark logo of Military City USA on those signs. So at this point, staff is recommending moving forward with the installation of 8 signs. That would be 5 of those signs on the major roadways, so that I-10 on either side, both entering from kind of the Bernie area or Houston area, I-35 on either side, the north and south side of the city, as well as coming up from the south on 37. In addition to those 5, there would be 3 total for the airports, 2 at the international airport, 1 at Stinson. So with that, that cost would be approximately $40,000. Now, if we were considering all 23 locations, it would be upwards of about $100,000. So at this point, the recommendation is for staff to move forward with the installation of 8 locations, and we would work with Councilman Perry to identify the funds through the Council District 10 allocation for the infrastructure management program. So if governance approves this request today, TCI will move forward with the design process as well as the formal agreement process with TxDOT to begin the installation, and then work closely with Council District 10 on the funding for that. So Mayor and staff is recommending moving forward with that, and we're looking forward.
Okay, thanks, Eric. I was just reflecting to Councilman Berry that I was at an event a couple of weeks after he filed his CCR and mentioned that he had done this, and it was by far the biggest round of applause knowing that we were doing this, so I fully support this. The only thing I'll mention is that you know, the funding source right now is being recommended through the D10 IMP. Let's work harder to find identify a source of funds that don't impair the District 10 IMP. This is a citywide priority that Councilman has brought to us, and I wouldn't want to inadvertently impair his district in terms of their priorities for infrastructure because of it. So, Councilman Saldana.
Thank you, Mayor, and I'm excited about this project. It's something that might make its way to different parts of the city. And obviously, we on the southwest side of Blackman have a ton of visitors come to San Antonio for the first time, take that turn off of Highway 90 and under military to go see their airmen graduate. So we certainly want to find out how we find those hotspots and evaluation of this. But, you know, I'm never too sure, so I had to make sure to do a poll of the district. At about 1,600 connects in District 4, 97% approved. Polled about 1,200 connects, 95% approval. 1%, one person asked, who's paying for it? City investment was going to go far and wide on this one to make sure we respect the military city USA. So you've got my support.
All right.
Thank you, Councilman Saldana. Anybody else? Oh, Councilman Dickerson.
Question about the signage. We just passed the signage for Stinson Airport. We're moving forward with the signage for Stinson Airport. We've done a major World Heritage wayfinding and signage research and working with Sarah. So how is this going to be different, the same? Are we going to have another different sign there? That was the reason we did everything else to make it not so confusing.
Okay. So the signs within Textile Right Away, there's a very specific color that those need to be in, any kind of brown background.
Right.
But the ones for the airport, the international airport as well as Stinson, they can be a little bit different because it'll be within City Right Away. And so that's something we can work closely with the World Heritage Office as well as
because they're already making these. I mean, we've already voted on these things. So my concern is it going to be with the ones that are already being made, or is it going to be a standalone sign? Or?
Well, the intent was standalone, but we can certainly follow up and see the specifics on those other ones.
Please, because Sarah's been involved with this. This has been years in the making, so I'd like it to be cohesive with everything else, please, and respectful of our area.
Actually, I just want to offer up at Stinson, we have a lot of military aircraft come in, especially some of the heritage aircraft that are based out of there, and those like the Commemorative Air Force that come in and out of there, and people take flights. A good spot would be something that can be seen from the air, so the Compass Rose, I think it would be a wonderful spot to locate something like that. Many opportunities at Stinson Airport, especially from the air. So I'll throw that out there. And I'm with Councilman Sullivan, and we appreciate the polls and solidify my vote on this one. Thank you, Councilman Kerr.
That'd be cool.
Thank you, Councilman Trevino. Councilman Lozano.
Councilman Perry, thank you very much for your CCR and bringing it forward. Art, thanks for your work on it. I didn't realize that we didn't have any welcome signs for military or anybody else when you came to San Antonio. I guess I see them when I go other places, but I always feel home when I'm driving into my home. So good catch. I'd like to move to forward the item for action. And so you've only identified how many locations right now that you think you're going to move forward on?
What we looked at was 20 total, but in initial phase for 8, and that's 5 on the main arteries going in, so I-10, 35, 37, and then 3 for the airports, 2 at the international airport, 1 instance.
So what I'd like to put out there for consideration is Military USA, it's a tremendous identity for the city, but I think some of us also think we have other identities as a community. And I'm wondering if some of the other locations can be used for welcome signs that say welcome to something else, like welcome to Compassionate City USA. I don't think we have the exact terms identified yet, so that could be a longer-term project. But is that something I could move for staff to make recommendations on and come back to us in the future? The clerk says I can direct you to look into that. So. Could you please look into that?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman Sandoval. And I'd add, if it's worthy enough to put on a sign, it's worthy enough to talk about whether we should trademark it. I do appreciate the Compassionate City moniker. So, all right, there's a motion and a second for approval of item number 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries.
Mayor, yeah, we're just going to add, we'll do some follow-up and see what other alternative funding sources we have.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I know I've been paying at least that amount of money in CPS Energy in the last few months, so should get you a little extra there.
$2,000 a month?
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. All right, item number 4.
Item number 4 is a briefing of the process to fill the at-large appointments to the Planning Commission. And as you're aware, the mayor set up an ad hoc committee, which met this morning. So I wanted to thank all of you, council members Gonzalez, Villagran, Sandoval, and Saldana, for their input and filtering through 57 applications that were received. And from that, I wanted to just announce the ones that have been will be forwarded to you for interviews, and they include, and this is in no specific order, Jennifer Ramos, District 3, Louis Bofa or Bafa, District 5, June Catchett, District 8, Tiffany Chilpati, District 2, Cherise Algrini, District 1, George Peck, District 2, Christopher Garcia, District 8, Andrew Ozuna, District 8, Ronnie Guest, District 6, and Nicholas Creel, District 1. At this time, Mayor, I understand that your memo also was to ask the Governance Committee to add others that may not be listed here for consideration. And if you or the council members are ready to do that, I can take that direction to make sure that in the process we appropriately notify them for the interviews.
Yeah, so what I would recommend that we do at this point is break into an executive session to talk about additional applicants to bring forward for interviews. So why don't we go ahead and do that? Do you have the exec session script?
I can just announce that we're going in at this time.
All right, well, at this time, it's 12:44 p.m. on Tuesday, October 23rd. To the authority granted by Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, BTCS, Texas Open Meetings Act, City Council Governance Committee will recess into executive session to talk about personnel matters.
Under item 4.
Under item number 4. Yeah. That one thing we're going to add to the list.
Yes, sir, I do.
You need to read that?
I can.
City Council is reconvened from its executive session. No action taken to clarify the discussion. During executive session was about the legal process that we will follow to make the Planning Commission appointments. So this time, I'll ask our city clerk to read the names for interviews and come back, and then we'll take out applicants for interviews on the 13th, 14th of November, whatever day.
14th of November. 14th. Yes, sir. So according to the ad hoc committee, the following names applicants will be interviewed on the 14th of November, and they are Jennifer Ramos, Louis Bafa, June Catchett, Tiffany Chilpati, Cherise Algrini, George Peck, Christopher Garcia, Andrew Ozuna, Ronnie Guest, Nicholas Creel, and Smita Vodka.
All right, no action is required from the committee.
Are there any other items
that we want to discuss for the next meeting? And I'll just state for, not for discussion, but for the record purposes, the discussion about zoning and planning categories will be taken up at the next meeting. Our staffs in District 71 and our office have been working pretty diligently, and we have a really good path forward, we believe, that accomplishes the goals of Councilman Trevino in particular. So looking forward to that discussion. We'll have that on the 13th.
It's a Tuesday.
Sometime.
Tuesday. That's a Tuesday, November the 13th.
Tuesday, November 13th.
Yes.
Okay. With that, we have no other items for action on our agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.